Well, good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Stephanie L. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Friday, February 13th, 2026, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the big book of alcoholics. On page 19, we're going to read the third full paragraph beginning with, "We have concluded to publish," through one paragraph ending with, "For anyone concerned with a drinking problem." We are reading and commenting on that one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Debbie W. will be reading the 12 steps. Claudia C. will be reading the 12 traditions. The 12 steps will be Mary Frances W., the 12 traditions, Claudia C. Debbie W. will be reading the text. Janice P.M. will be reading page 164, and C.K. will be our backup reader today. Our newcomer greeter this morning is going to be Ann S.C.H., and announcements will be Jody E. The reference ID number for yesterday, Thursday, February 12th, 2026, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 23,205 or 23205. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,208 or 23208. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Oh, our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Mary Frances V. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Morning, Mary Frances.
Good morning. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Mary Frances. And I will now ask Claudia C. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. Two, For our group purpose, there's but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever a non-professional, but our service center may employ special workers. 9, OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous have no opinion in outside issues, and the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain person anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. Thank you so much for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Claudia C. Our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are in There is a Solution, page 19, third full paragraph, beginning with, we have concluded to publish, through one paragraph, ending with, for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. And we are reading and commenting on that one paragraph this morning. And I will now ask Debbie W. to please begin reading. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, this is Debbie W., formerly from California, now living in Oregon, and I am a compulsive overeater. We have concluded to publish an anonymous volume setting forth the problem as we see it. We shall bring to the task our combined experience and knowledge. This should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. Well, I'll just change drinking problem to eating problem for myself. And that's what I had. And when I was introduced to this program and read the big book and did the 12 steps, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what I've needed my whole life. And I finally found it. I've been in this program for 3 years. I love it. I can't see another way alive. Is it perfect? Oh, no, no, it's not perfect. But is it good? It's really good. And God has blessed me so much since I've gotten into this program. It's just, I can't believe it. And another person said the other day on this program, I'm getting blessed in spite of myself. And I went, oh, my gosh, that's me. Anyways, I love this program. Thanks for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Debbie W. Thanks for getting us started. We're now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you share it on Wednesday or Thursday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share too. I'll remind you when your time is up. So if you would like to share, please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Diane MC in Chicago.
Hey, Diane, got ya. Do you have anyone else who'd like to share?
Heather Y from Texas.
Okay, I've got you, Heather Y from Texas.
Sigrid F in Colorado.
Was that Sigrid?
Sigrid, yes.
And what was your last initial, please?
F, like Frank.
Okay, great. I have a hard time with those F's and S's. So F, and then you said you're from Colorado?
I'm in Colorado, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Got ya.
CK in California.
Okay, I've got you, CK.
Judy in Missouri.
I heard a Karen before Judy. Karen, did I hear that right?
Yes, Karen KZ in Missouri.
And Judy, what's your last initial?
Judy N, France.
Hey, Judy. Okay. Do you have anyone else who wants to get in on this lineup? Okay, so there, I've got Diane MC, Heather Y, Sigrid F, CK, Karen KZ, and Judy N. We're going to start with Diane MC, followed by Heather Y. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my name. I'd like to share on, I have a confession. Okay, during the first part of the readings this morning, I must admit I was kind of zoning out. I was writing about my sponsorees and praying for them and writing out a prayer for them during that time. And then when we got into the reading, we shall bring to the task our combined experience and knowledge. And I thought, well, that goes along with my sponsorship to others. There's my, that's what I'm charged to do, to share on my experience, what it used to be like, what happened, and the knowledge of what I've gained through OA. As a sponsor, really, that's the only thing of importance that really matters, and to stick to that, to the 12 steps, trying to apply them to our life in all areas, which fits into the next section about it's a useful program, really, for any addiction. And this morning, I had to do a 10-step on my resentment with YouTube. I can be addicted to so many other things. Because I'm an addict, I want to numb out. And that's my latest one. And I have not applied this program to this addiction of YouTube. And I came up short saying, I haven't even prayed about that. I'm just self-will, run riot, and fallen on my face. Yes, this program, I know it works in all areas of my life if I choose to. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Diane MC from Chicago. Next, we've got Heather Y, followed by Sigrid F. Good morning, Heather.
Hi, good morning. This is Heather Y from Texas. Very happy to be here. Good morning, friends and fellows. Welcome to the newcomers. And this paragraph, it packs a punch. I love how don't know. I reread it this morning. We've concluded to publish an anonymous volume, it says. Well, why? Well, the paragraph right before the last sentence says, or the last two sentences, many could recover if they had the opportunity we have enjoyed. How then shall we present that which has been so freely given us? I just think that's so beautiful. So the best way they thought, other than doing one-on-one, was to write down their stories, to write down specifically how they got free. And I've been thinking about writing down my story. And then I've been thinking about it. My sponsor has talked to me about it. I mean, I've written it down a few times, but the whole thing just unveiled, naked and exposed, the entire thing, not just with food, but every aspect of my story. And then wouldn't you know, I started school, and the very first class was all about, or is all about, the importance of our stories. And we can't understand a meta-narrative until we understand the truth of our own narrative and that we are not the main character of our own stories. And I thought, all right, you know what? How many more signs can there be of our stories are important? And they were brave enough to write down. This took a lot of courage to write down everything that they had done and had been through. Because like Bill said, somewhere in this wonderful book, we have to talk about things that are controversial, religion, medical, psychiatry. So they knew they were exposing themselves, and they did it anyway, just at the off chance that somebody else could get free. And look at us today. How many hundreds of people are listening to this meeting? How many millions of people are in different programs, all born out of AA? And as a food addict, I'm so grateful, because I know I'd be dead without this if these men and women hadn't been vulnerable and taken this courage to share themselves and their stories, share specifically how they got free, specifically what they went through. And this just encourages me so much. So I think that's all I want to share today. Thank you for listening, and I hope everybody has a great day. Pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Heather Y. from Texas. Next, we've got Sigrid F., followed by CK. Good morning, Sigrid.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, this is Sigrid F., and I am in Colorado, but I live in North Carolina. So if you do look for me, I'm under North Carolina, not Colorado. I think what struck me in this paragraph is the inspiration, which surely had to be God-inspired, that they write it down. They knew that, you know, in the big cities, they could have small groups of people and they were reaching out, but they, even in those big cities where they could be face to face, they couldn't, you know, they couldn't live their lives and carry the message, you know, fully. They knew they couldn't, and that others needed help. And somehow they got the inspiration to write it down. And the courage to write it down. And I choose to believe that that was God inspired. And what a miracle, right? Because word of mouth is a wonderful thing. And I know there are plenty of people who have gotten sober or abstinent that way, but this book helps to break it down. And for someone like me who needed a lot of convincing before I came to this program, the information in the book helped me to understand what was going on inside me and how to change it. So very grateful that they had the inspiration, that they had the courage to write down things in this book that I'm sure, you know, before program I would have found embarrassing. I wouldn't want to share with anybody either. So truly miraculous that they were able to do this and inspired to do this. Thanks for letting me share. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Sigrid F., who can be found on the member list in North Carolina. Next, we've got CK, followed by Karen KZ. Good morning, CK.
Peace. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, peace, family. CK here. It's day 488, and I'm a real Bill. Bill drank oceans and oceans of alcohol, and I ate mountains and mountains of food. It says here that this suggests a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. We know that the common trait among all addicts is that we all have a thinking problem. This is one element of the common peril that binds us all together. So because all addicts at the core are essentially the same, we can just fill in the blank here. This is a useful program for anyone with a drinking problem, a food problem, a drug problem, a smoking problem, a gambling problem, a porn problem, a money problem, a sex problem, and on and on and on. 15,000 fellowships, but one program of recovery as outlined in this big book. 15,000 fellowships, but one set of steps. 15,000 fellowships, but one solution. All addicts have to come back to this big book if we want to get free. So no matter what our specific problems with addictions might be, we all have the same insane thinking that reaching out and picking up some finite thing outside of ourselves is going to somehow help me escape my situation and somehow help me manage my unmanageable life. But page 25 tells me that there's no middle of the road solution. That's right. That's right, CK. There's no easier, softer way. I have two choices. I can go on blotting out my miserable, intolerable situation. And how do I do that? How do I blot out my pain? I do it with mountains and mountains of food, chasing after emotionally unavailable women, chasing after jobs, degrees, careers, titles, validation. You know, I can keep up this insanity until I die, or I can accept spiritual help for my spiritual malady. Only when my spiritual malady is overcome can I straighten out mentally and physically. That's what it tells me on page 64. If I want freedom from the bondage of addiction, I must surrender and ask for help from a power greater than myself. For me, no, I can't get that from another human being, because human beings will always fail me. And there's fellowships for people who make other people their higher power. No, I need to choose a real source of power that I can believe in rough going. Some of us call that power God, but you don't have to. Call it whatever you want. But all I know is when I surrender to a higher power, I find serenity that matches the calamity that comes from my thinking, which is what leads me to these addictions in the first place. And so I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful I found the solution and I have a chance to die in recovery instead of active addiction. Thanks for letting me share, y'all. CK in California.
Oh, perfect timing, CK. Thanks so much for your share. Next, we've got Karen KZ, followed by Judy N. Good morning, Karen.
Thanks. This is Karen KZ in Missouri, gratefully recovered for today. And I love this paragraph because how grateful I am that these people took the time and effort and money to publish this book, because it is the instruction manual for a life of freedom and joy and happiness. And it's just amazing that it took me so long. And by the way, I still get more and more out of it every time I read it. And the joy is that it says they're going to bring their combined experience and knowledge. So I bring that. But the book is the main thing. So I read this book together with people, paragraph by paragraph, and we talk about it. And each time I read, I get a different meaning. And my relationship with God deepens. And my understanding, the secret to my happiness and contentment and joy, is inviting God to take me over in every area of my life, to think its thoughts through me, which are loving and kind, to speak its words, to act its actions. And then I'm transformed because I ask God to take me over. So then I don't have to change me, because I am powerless over me and my stuff. But that power within me and all around me is greater than all of that. And if I can just turn it all over, invite. I love the word invite, because God's there, but God doesn't step in and take over. I have to invite God. And with that, I can share how God is transforming my life every day, making me the person I was created to be. And then I get to encourage and support others so that they too can see that they're wonderful. They're not trash or mess. They are wonderful creations of God. So this book, thank goodness for this book, because this is the instruction manual. So thank you. I pass.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Karen KZ in Missouri. Next, we've got Judy from France. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Stephanie. Hi, this is Judy N. from France. I'm a compulsive overeater. What I thought about in reading this paragraph is kind of all of the guides. We have this amazing big book, which was inspired, these people were inspired to write, and it serves as a textbook and a guide. And frankly, when I first came in the rooms, I liked having assignments. I needed something to study. My brain was everywhere with the food. And so it was very calming to have assignments and things to do. I think my very first sponsor had me read the first 164 pages. And she told me later that was just like a willingness exercise because I didn't understand the book when I first read it. But it's the combination of the book, the text, and the person who sponsors their combined experience. So I like to think about, all of the things that my sponsor learned from her sponsor and that person learned from her sponsor. And it really is a beautiful tapestry of experience, knowledge, how different people see different parts of the big book. I mean, that's essentially what we're doing on this meeting. I thought the problem as we see it, I always think about that as, that I can fix this thing, this eating thing on my own. I don't need anyone. Just give me the book, I'll read it and then I'll be able to fix it on my own. It's never about that. It's about, I need a guide. I need someone to help. And I also need a God. I think I can do life without God, but it is never, it never works out, Finally, just, the useful program. I think the book has all of the suggestions that we need, but I also like with a recovered sponsor, I am able to act myself into right thinking because my brain was all over the place in the food and I didn't know what I was doing. So thank goodness there is both the book, the people, the fellowship. Now we have podcasts. We have so many resources that are available, but we still need that personal guide as well. So thanks for letting me share.
Oh, thank you so much, Judy M. from France. Before I take another lineup, let me remind you all where we are at this morning. We're in the big book on page 19, and there is a solution. We read the third full paragraph beginning with, we have concluded to publish. We read just one paragraph ending with, for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. And if you'd like to share, please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. And also a reminder that if you share it on Wednesday or Thursday on any Vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today too. So who would like
to? Joy MB, California.
Is that Joy MB from California?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha, Joy.
Jeff A, California.
And I've got Jeff A from California.
Hillary B from California.
Hillary B, we got a California lineup going.
Danielle T, Colorado.
Danielle T from Colorado, gotcha. We can take a couple more if anyone wants to get in on this lineup.
Debbie H., West Virginia.
I've got you, Debbie H. from West Virginia.
Leslie W., Alaska.
Is that Leslie W. from Alaska?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, pause there. So I've got Joy M.B., Jeff A., Hillary B., Danielle T., Debbie H., and Leslie W. We'll go ahead and start with Joy M.B., followed by Jeff A. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning, and thanks so much for your service. When my sponsor, I'm Joy M.B. from California, a person in recovery for certain because of this program. When my sponsor first said, what we're going to do is we're going to read page for page every morning for 30 minutes together of the big book, I thought, well, we better envision, why are you doing that? I was fuss inside my head, saying nothing to her. Well, guess what? I had tried for 40 years. I had gained and lost 100 pounds 3 times, minimally. I had destroyed connections. I had done everything. I thought, well, I'm smart. I have a doctorate. I'm a good tech professor. We're going to have to go over this again. I read the big book. I was really, you know, inside my head, there was this voice of food arguing because food was my lover, my friend, my everything. Food was a monkey on my back. Could I get rid of it on my own? I think not. Was I able to handle the program in an academic way on my own? I think not. I think 360 pounds is evidence that something has gone wrong somewhere, somehow. And so I listened to what she said, and it was an incredible thing to see the distinctive and imperative preciseness of this book and saying, this is what you need to do. Follow it step for step. Do what I say. Do what we say. And so recording the stories helped. Reading the book was phenomenal. Reading it again and again is what we need to do. And there is a miracle waiting for anyone online who wonders. It took me forever and ever. I am now an LOL. And finally, as I check out off the planet, I get it. Finally, I'm food neutral and have been and went through the holidays without biting anything. I'm so grateful for visions. I can't tell you. I wouldn't do without listening one day, each day, to all of you, because you are the valuable gold nuggets in my healing program. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Joy M.B. from California. Next, we've got Jeff A., followed by Hillary B. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, how are you? One of my sponsees, he could not believe in God because of things in his life, you know. And, you know, I told him, you don't have to believe in God right now. It's step two. And it's about someone told me and I told him good, orderly discipline. The word God is an acronym, but another one, even better, is good orderly. Good orderly discipline. That's the one that I use because there's things that I do every day. My sponsor said make 3 calls a day, and I'm like, what? And I've started to do that, and I'm doing that now, and I've done this for a while now. And he also said one of them has to be a person who has 2 years or more of sobriety. But he said, I have some people that you can call. So there's a discipline that I do that then gives me a hope. And I do have a higher power as well. But sometimes I can't get that higher power. I don't know. My higher power cares about me, but, you know, the program helps me be in that discipline. So I just put it out there. Some of you just right now can't believe in a God. So just when it says God in the book, just say good, orderly discipline. Everyone has their own journey to where. And I'm in a good place right now, but I'm irritated with God too. So, you know, there's times when I can't seem to hear him but I have my sponsor and I have people in the program, and then I journal and all the rest of that stuff. And there's a way to get back to some humility. Sometimes it's hard for me to get there, but anyways, okay, that's it. Thanks.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jeff A. from California. Next, we've got Hillary B., followed by Danielle T. Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you so much for your service, my fellow Southern Californiaite. So it says, we have concluded to publish an anonymous volume setting forth the problem. And it should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with the drinking problem. Yes, yes, I appreciate this volume where they told me what my problem was. I didn't think that's what my problem was. I thought my problem was my weight or whatever. And this has given me a program for my living problem. Yes, my eating problem, my overeating problem, my drowning, my every thought and feeling with food. But what I really have is a living problem. And this book is amazing, the way it shows me a way to live that, number one, enabled me to put down the food one day at a time. I give thanks for that, which enabled me then to see what my living problem was that drove me to the food. And every day, more gets revealed about me and where I am the problem. I cause all my troubles. My troubles are of my own making. I never saw that. Never. It was always somebody else. It was always someone else's fault. And I still see myself slipping into that. But I get to see it. And I get to feel the discomfort of it. I never knew what a gift that could possibly be to feel my pain, real pain, not just the pain of being fat, not just the pain of what are other people going to think of me, but the true pain of how I hurt other people and how I hurt myself. That's where my way out is to see that that's what I want to find a way out from, not creating my own misery. It's such a freedom. The freedom from food is huge. It's a wonderful gift. It brings me joy. But the freedom of seeing what I'm really made up with and being able to open that prison door and walk out one day at a time, sometimes 1 minute at a time, is a bigger gift than I could ever, ever have even asked for. There's my time. Thank you so much.
Well, perfect timing. And thank you so much, Hillary B. from California. Next, we've got Danielle T., followed by Debbie H. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, my fellows. This is Danielle T. in Colorado, recovered and so grateful to be here with all of you. I love this paragraph. A couple of the words just kind of popped out at me. Publish was the first one. I mean, how lucky we are to have this volume sitting in front of us to read, to study, to share. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Bill W. Setting forth the problem. I just cannot, I will never forget the joy I felt, the relief I felt when I walked into the rooms of OA and heard the solution. I mean, that was 25 or 26 years ago now. But after a few months and hearing that there's eight, they did the lying, the feeling, the hiding, the binging, the obsessive dieting.
Danielle, you're breaking up.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, we missed some of that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I'm not moving.
That's better. There you go. That's better right now.
I'll
yeah.
just keep.
There you go again.
Okay. Uh-oh. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you right now. Let's try it.
All right. Let me take you off. Here.
All right. I'm going to take you off speaker. It helps. Anyway.
Oh, that's perfect. There you go.
Okay, good. I believe there is a human need to feel like we belong, to feel like we fit in somewhere, and how grateful I was to find this here in OA, to finally feel I belong, where I had the solution.
I'm so sorry, Danielle. It's breaking up again. Maybe you could log off and log back in, and we can try again later. Okay. Yeah, sorry about that.
Thank you.
So we're going to move on, and I'll come back to you, Danielle, if you come back in and we're able to hear you. We're going to move on to Debbie H., followed by Leslie W. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. This is Debbie H. from West Virginia, gratefully recovering in A Vision for You. I am so grateful to have found A Vision for You through OA, I went to some OA meetings and they were talking about A Vision for You. And I've been around the OA program for a long, long time. And, I had a lot of recovery at the beginning and then it just kind of fell apart. And now I feel like I'm just going through the big book, the way that the A Vision for You goes through it is just so... I thought it was silly at first, but now I just love it. So I'm really, really grateful for it. And I'm grateful for my sponsor. I'm at step 8, and, she's really been good about, really examining my issues and my character defects and my positive aspects as well. And I'm just very, very grateful to be going through this process. It's not easy. But I feel like it's going to truly be worth it. And thank you. That's my first time sharing, so I wanted to just say something. Thank you.
Oh, we're so glad that you shared. Debbie H. from West Virginia. Come back and share again. Next, we've got Leslie W. Good morning, Leslie.
Hi, this is Leslie, a compulsive overeater from Alaska. Before program, I spent a lot of time searching for the solution to my problems by reading a lot of self-help books. Sometimes I'd read the books more than once, and, but nothing ever worked. Partly, I think, because I was doing it alone, and partly it was because I was still in the food. But once I got into OA, I had a sponsor who introduced me to this AA Big Book. And he didn't just give it to me and said, hey, read this, you'll find the solution in it. He read it with me. He sat down with me and went through it. He shared his enthusiasm about certain passages of the book. And I could really see how it affected his life and how it changed his life. And for the first time, I could see the message in the book. The book came alive. I could see the solution outlined in this book. I'm so grateful for that sponsor who did that for me, because now I can look into the book and I can find the solutions. I can trust that the solutions are there and I can do what it's telling me to do and I know it works. And I'm just so grateful for that guide that came into my life and helped me see the solution and get out of my problem. And, and that's really all I wanted to share, but thank you so much for listening and have a great day. I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Leslie W. from Alaska. And let's see, we've got 3 more minutes. Is there someone who would like to share? We have time. Do we have anyone with a burning desire?
Allison from Oregon.
I'm sorry, who was that from Oregon?
Allison.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Allison.
Allison. And what's your last initial, Allison?
R.
Okay, Allison, go for it.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for your service, everyone. I am an anorexic. I am addicted to over-exercise and to controlling my food. So I think I was supposed to say I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm sorry, I forgot that. But that's never been my problem. It's about control and not trusting my hunger and feeling like my body would betray me if I listened to it. And I went 13 years without, you know, the thing that women get every month. I had to do the HOW program to be able to give myself permission to eat. And I was, you know, weighing and measuring everything and eating 9 times a day and got tremendous spiritual recovery, but it just felt like more control. So now I'm looking for a way that, you know, allows me to let go control, trust God. I have a strong faith, but I guess I don't trust him with my body. And to not be controlled by the obsession. I'm 60 years old. I began at 19. I had 22 years of recovery, but it snuck back into my life about 2 years ago. So if anyone with anorexia has experience, strength and hope from in recovery, my number is 804-405-7663.
Oh, I'm sorry, Allison. Allison, we don't give numbers on the recording. I'm so sorry. Yeah, we don't give our number. But if you want to stay, you can give your number out once the recording has stopped for when we introduce or ask newcomers to give their number, but we don't give it on the recording.
Okay. I apologize. I'm new to this format.
No.
So anyway, I come at it from the other side, and it's a prison. It's a prison. And I don't want to live it anymore. So thank you so much, you all. And I love you all.
Thank you so much, Allison R. And please, please stay and put your name out there after the recording stops. We'd love that. All righty. That brings us to the end. And we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Janice PM, can you please read a vision for you?
Oh, it would be my pleasure. Thank you. My name is Janice PM, and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something that you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.